It's time for the Podketeer Podcast.
Good morning, Christopher Robin.
Oh, good morning, Winnie the Pooh.
Oh, well, glad to meet you. Name's Tigger. T-I-double-G-R. That spells Tigger.
Now, isn't this a clever disguise?
It's the Podketeer Podcast with your host, Mark Tanner. Take it away, Mark.
This could be about anything. And if you're like me, you wait and see. For I've got curiosity.
Hello, Podketeers. Had a great Labor Day weekend. Went out to California Adventure. Wandered around the construction area as much as I could. Saw Ornament Valley sticking up above the buildings. It looks pretty cool. That's back where the Radiator Racers are going to run. In case you get a chance to look on YouTube, there is a virtual tour of Cars Land. I don't know who did it, but whoever did it has a lot of talent. It's really neat. Gives you a good idea what it's going to look like wandering around that section of the park. You can see the Hollywood Tower Terrors in the background, so it gives you an idea where it's going to be in relation to everything else in California Adventure. There's also some video on there of the Snow White premiere, which was done at the Carthay Circle Theater, which is going to be reproduced there in the park. So that gives you a little bit of an idea what that's going to look like. I would recommend, if you have a choice, to put off a trip to California Adventure for a while. It is pretty difficult to wander around there. In fact, as I was leaving the park, they guide you out right where the airplane is sitting as it turns over into the Grizzly River Rapids area there where the Fast Pass terminal is for World of Color. They exit you out right there, and they actually have the doors open so you can leave there and go to the tram. In the afternoon, they had that. They didn't have it in the morning when I got there, but in the afternoon, it was open. That was kind of nice. It kept me from having to weave my way back around to the gate, which isn't that short a trip. But other than that, most of the stuff's open there, so if you have no choice and this is the time when your tickets are set to go, it's not terrible. It's just a little inconvenient. The Hollywood Street's open. Most of that's there. The Tron Electronica thing is still going. So it's not a complete waste of time, but if you have a choice whether to go now or wait until things are a little more complete, I'd wait until they're complete. But other than that, had a good time. So, on to what we're going to have on today's show. I got some cool old audio. I've been kind of thinking about the way things are going here in the country, which is it's a little shaky right now for everybody. It definitely makes you wonder how things are going to be in another 10 or 15 years. And I was listening to some audio on the internet, and I ran across Lincoln's speech from The Great Moments with Mr. Lincoln, and that's definitely a stirring speech and gives you an idea that if we have to worry about anything in this country, it's each other. So I'm going to play that. In addition, I've got some audio that Bob Gurr gave a talk up at the Disney Family Museum about the construction of the Lincoln ride. Well, it isn't really a ride, but the Lincoln show. So I'm going to play that before I play Lincoln's speech, which, by the way, was recorded by Royal Dano, who played Lincoln in a film. I believe it's called Young Mr. Lincoln, Young Abe Lincoln. I don't recall which, but it was something right along those lines. Now, also, Royal Dano, to any of you who are science fiction fans, if you've ever seen the movie Killer Clowns from Outer Space, the old fellow with the dog, that's Royal Dano. So you get a chance to watch that film. You can see him, and as soon as you hear his voice, you'll say, hey, that's the guy that was Lincoln. So without further ado, as I always say, I'm going to play Bob Gurr's little speech here at the Disney Family Museum. Then I'm going to segue right into Lincoln's speech, and then we'll be back out here with something else after that. So here we go.
Podcuteer, the insider's guide to the magic of Disneyland.
One day, Walt called my boss, Roger Brogy Sr., and myself over to the studio, and he wanted to show us something, and he was very irritated. We went in this little room. Here's this pathetic, animated Lincoln sitting there, covered with red hydraulic fluid, and a wall behind it where there was guys helping it to get out of a chair. And Walt was very irritated, because I found out later, these guys had spent a long time doing animation in a very conventional way. In other words, that is to say, heavy iron, much like the World's Fair robotic caveman. In other words, nothing very advanced, even though in parallel at that time, we were developing the figures for the General Electric Carousel of Progress. Anyway, Walt pointed to this thing and said, Bobby, I want twice as many moves and half as much weight, and you got to get started now, because I'm basically a car guy, an airplane guy, and I would see mechanical parts in a little bit different manner. I didn't see Lincoln as an animated figure. I saw it as an airplane, and I thought, Lincoln can be an airplane. This way I can have a space frame that's going to be very, very efficient as far as its size, and we can take the information we already learned on the General Electric figures, and I can make this thing lighter and stiffer and better and taller and neater. As you can appreciate, Lincoln is a very tall, skinny guy. The next criteria that I had to learn was, oh my gosh, human beings, where are the bearings go? You know, where do the motions go? But in those days, we had no computers. We just simply did this all by hand. We had no time to make an assembly drawing on paper before building anything. In those days, we'd start building anything, anywhere, anytime, and do the assembly drawings after we did the figure. Now, like this drawing here was drawn months after Lincoln had been running for quite a while, because we thought, gee, we're going to have to know what we did. So this is backwards. Well, we build it, and then it runs, and then we draw it. I'm not kidding you. That's the way we work. So like Lincoln was a sort of like a 90-day, do it while you do everything else, but don't stop everything else while you're doing it kind of thing. But everybody in WED was doing the same deal. We all worked on everything.
It's time for another taste of Podcuteer Park audio.
The world has never had a good definition of the word liberty. The American people just now are much in want of one. We all declare for liberty. But in using the same word, we do not all mean the same thing. What constitutes the bulwark of our liberty and independence? It is not our frowning battlements, our bristling seacoasts. These are not our reliance against tyranny. Our reliance is in the love of liberty, which God has planted in our bosom. Our defense is in the preservation of the spirit which prizes liberty as the heritage of all men, in all lands, everywhere. Destroy this spirit, and you have planted the seeds of despotism around your own doors. At what point shall we expect the approach of danger? By what means shall we fortify against it? Shall we expect some transatlantic military giant to step the ocean and crush us at a blow? Never. All the armies of Europe, Asia, and Africa combined could not by force take a drink from the Ohio or make a track on the Blue Ridge in a trial of 1,000 years. At what point, then, is the approach of danger to be expected? I answer that if it ever reaches, it must spring from amongst us. It cannot come from abroad. If destruction be our lot, we ourselves must be the authors and finishers. As a nation of free men, we must live through all times or die by suicide. Neither let us be slandered from our duty by false accusations against us, or frightened from it by menaces of destruction to the government, nor of dungeons to ourselves. Let us have faith that right makes right. And in that faith, let us to the end dare to do our duty as we understand it.
Well, I hope you enjoyed Uncle Abe. I certainly did. That's one of my favorite things about Disneyland. I hope they never change it. I got a little news tidbit from my robot announcer, Android. And she'll be doing that one. And then on with another segment.
Since the park's opening in 1955, Disneyland has seen plenty of attractions come and go, but one that has stood the test of time is the railroad. The Disneyland Railroad was Walt's original idea, and continues to be a favorite among guests. Long before Walt had the idea to create his Magic Kingdom, he developed a love for trains. It started when he took his first job as a newsbush. One of his first jobs was on the Santa Fe Railroad, said Disney tour guide Devin. He was to sell the soda pop and the newspapers to the people on the train, and once he finished selling all his pop, he'd go up with the conductors and learn how to operate a steam train. When it came time to design Disneyland, it was clear which ride would be at the forefront of the construction. When he built Disneyland, of course, one of the first attractions he thought of was the railroad, said Devin. That's why it's one of our most special attractions. It's one of Walt's favorites. It's also a favorite with the guests. But even beyond that, his passion for trains has been passed on to the people who operate it. It's truly a joy to come to work every day, said operating engineer John Scott. It's a great company to work for, and taking care of Walt steam engines is really a privilege. Before the park opens and after it closes, a crew cleans and preps the trains, making sure they stay in mint condition. It's a very important job considering the lack of remaining steam engines in the world. At the time when this park was being built, the last steam railroads were being shut down for the diesel engines, said Scott. He wanted to preserve that for future generations. While they've preserved Walt's dream, the engineers have tweaked the design a little bit. In 2006, the engineers began tests with biodiesel in an effort to protect the environment. They quickly became the pioneers of the fuel. It's great to be the first park to use the biodiesel and to be helping the environment, said Scott. It's great advertisement for the Disney Railroad. The engineers went even further to maximize their resources. We started thinking about the excess oils in the park, all of our various cooking oils, and so they started collecting that, and they sent it off-site, said Scott. They filter the oil, I put additives in to stabilize it, and they ship the filtered oil back and put it in our biodiesel engine. The steam engines have proved they're truly the most functional attraction at the park. You can ride to Main Street and then to New Orleans Square, Toontown and Tomorrowland, said Scott. You can stay on the train and ride it as long as you want, or you can just get off at the next station. It's a place where you can rest, but it's also a true mode of transportation.
Hey, Podcateers. I hope you don't mind those little robot tidbits that I put in here from time to time. Just trying to mix the show up a little bit, and I can't afford an announcer, so these announcers work cheap. I'm dying to get out to Disneyland. I haven't been out there for a while. As I said a little earlier, I went to California Adventure, but I didn't get into the Disneyland park at all. And they've just switched over to the new hours, I'm quite sure. I haven't taken a look, but I'm sure they've changed over. Usually right after Labor Day, they switch over to closing at 8 p.m. But with the kind of hours I work, that really doesn't affect me too awful much because I have to get out of there and get home reasonably early. I'm working 12 hours a day, 6 days a week right now, so it's really tough for me to get out there, but I definitely miss getting to the park. As you can tell, I'm kind of a Disney fan since I'm doing a Disneyland podcast. It wouldn't make a whole lot of sense if I wasn't a Disney fan to be out here. If this was a video podcast, you would be amazed at the amount of Disney junk I have behind me. I've got about 4 shelving units full of stuff from Disneyland. So I spend way too much money at the park, as I'm sure a lot of you are right along with me. One of these days, I'm going to start giving away some of this stuff on the show. Once we get enough people listening to it, if that ever happens, and I get enough of a listener base to where I could do some contests and things like that, I would definitely love to do it. So if you are listening and you know and if you like it, and you know any friends of yours, tell them about it and leave some reviews on iTunes. We can get more people listening to it. And as I've said before, if you have any ideas on how I can improve it, if you like the robot pieces, if you don't like them, if you have any suggestions, or if you want to send some audio in that you recorded, hey, I'm wide open to doing that. This is 3 weeks in a row I've gotten a podcast out here, which with my track record in the past is pretty good. I think this is the first time I've done 3 in a row without missing. So hopefully that's giving you a little more confidence that I'm going to be here every week. So I'm going to play a little bit more audio that I dug up from my archives since I didn't get to the park this week. And I promise next week I'll have some fresh, brand new stuff that I recorded at Disneyland. You won't have to have these bottle pieces, although you really can't tell when they're recorded. I mean, they could have been recorded 6 years ago and they sound exactly the same. But some of the stuff that I'm using today is from my archive. So on with the rest of the show.
The mouse! The mouse! Monster! It's huge. It's giant. King size mouse. It jumps around, snarling.
During the last few years, we've ventured into a lot of different fields, and we've had the opportunity to meet and work with a lot of wonderful people. I only hope that we never lose sight of one thing, that it was all started by a mouse.
Congratulations, Mr. Mickey Mouse. Congratulations to you. Congratulations. Your picture show was fine. It's a hit. It's a hit. And we want to shake your hand. Congratulations. Happy days to you. You sure brought down the house. And we hope you have a lot of success. Congratulations, Mickey Mouse.
Well, Podcateers, I got one more little clip here, and this is probably my favorite clip of all of them that I have of Walt. It's a video presentation that he gave to the board of the General Electric Company, showing them what their new Carousel of Progress was going to look like at the World's Fair. it plays pretty well just as an audio file, and I think you'll enjoy listening to it. It's very informative, and as I said, just keep in mind, you're the board of directors of General Electric, and you're watching this video that Walt has sent to you. Actually, it's not a video, it's a film that Walt has sent to you to show you what your World's Fair exhibit's going to look like. So after that, we're just going to wrap up the show, and this will be the last clip. So I hope you enjoy this, and I'll be back to wrap it up after this.
There's a great, big, beautiful tomorrow shining at the end of every day. There's a great, big, beautiful tomorrow, and tomorrow's just a dream away. Man has a dream, and that's the start. He follows his dream with mind and heart. And when it becomes a reality, it's a dream come true for you and me. So there's a great, big, beautiful tomorrow shining at the end of every day. There's a great, big, beautiful tomorrow, just a dream away.
Well, it sounds pretty good. In fact, that's just the right spirit. Our songwriters, Dick and Bob Sherman of the Walt Disney Studio. The Sherman brothers have written many of the wonderful songs for motion pictures and television shows, and I think this song, written especially for you, captures the spirit of the General Electric Pavilion at the New York World's Fair. Thanks, boys.
Thanks, Walt.
Say goodbye to the folks.
Bye-bye.
There's a great, big, beautiful tomorrow.
As I said, that's the spirit. Well, a beautiful tomorrow, just a dream away. That says we're going places. There's progress ahead. And that's just the mood we want for the whole pavilion. The pavilion you will see next April is the result of the combined talents and creative ideas of many people. You have a wonderful building designed by Welton Beckett and Associates. The entire Disney team has been called on to develop entertaining and exciting attractions. The design talents of Wet Enterprises, all the special skills of our key personnel here at the Walt Disney Studio, and 8 years of experience in creating attractions and being a good host to nearly 40 million people at Disneyland. And your New York World's Fair staff has worked closely with us to assure that the overall theme and each individual area of the pavilion will accomplish General Electric's goals at the fair. We think you will be happy with the results. But more important, we think your guests will be excited about the entertainment, the exhibits, and especially about the General Electric Company. Why? Because what we're attempting to do is to create unique attractions for every part of your pavilion at the fair. Here, for example, is a scale model of the General Electric Carousel Theater. A theater in which the audience itself moves in their seats around the stages. The actors, well, they're not real people, but they are a talented and interesting cast. We call them audio animatronic figures, and they talk and act like human beings. The Carousel Theater will present a warm and entertaining portrayal of how life has changed through electrical energy. The same kind of exciting and unique entertainment is what we're planning for every area of the General Electric Pavilion. So, see you at the fair, and remember,
there's a great, big, beautiful tomorrow shining at the end of every day. There's a great, big, beautiful tomorrow, just a dream away.
Now, was that cool or was that cool? It is so great to hear Walt talk and hear him talk about all the stuff he was going to do, and just makes me wish he was still with us. Certainly, I was 11 years old when Walt passed away, and I can still remember watching the show, watching the Wonderful World of Color, and seeing Walt on there sitting on the edge of his desk and talking to us about Disneyland and everything. Made me want to go every week. Couldn't afford to go every week, but it sure made me want to go. Okay, well, that's it for today. I hope you enjoyed the show. And as I said, next week I'll be back with something fresh from the park. I'll try to record at least a pretty good segment of it there at the park. I've got a couple of good audio recorders, so I may do the whole show remote there from the park. So y'all take care of yourselves and have a great week, and you keep the Disney spirit.
Ladies, gentlemen, boys and girls, if you liked today's show and would like to hear more, look us up on iTunes and subscribe to the show. If you really liked us, please leave us a review on iTunes, as it helps attract new listeners. Remember that you can also find the show at podcasteer.com. This podcast is a production of Toys Etc. and is protected by a Creative Commons, Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivatives, Share Alike 3.0 license. You are welcome to share it with your friends, rebroadcast it, or whatever you like, as long as you don't change it or sell it.
Podcasteer is in no way associated with the Walt Disney Company or any of its affiliates. Mickey Mouse copyright 1928, The Walt Disney Company. Any similarity to Disney characters or real persons without satirical purpose, the act of reviewing products, or reporting on newsworthy events, is entirely coincidental. For more information, visit our website at www.podcasteer.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Disneyland has now concluded its normal operating day.
Yeah, folks, and me and my pals hope you had a swell time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mickey?
Uh-huh?
It's that time.
What time is that, Minnie?
Oh, Goofy?
Huh? Oh.
Now it's time to say goodnight to all our company.
That's right.
M-I-C.
See you real soon.
Always Mickey Mouse.
K-E-Y.
Why?
Because we like you.
M-O-U-S-E.
Home.
For your shopping convenience, this evening, Main Street will remain open for an additional half hour.